ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliman Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliman Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We're learning Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Tes. We're going to start from the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Neschavan laharigas abehema vaharigas adam. Someone is trying to kill an animal and accidentally killed a man. Le'evigachavim varigas Yisrael. He's trying to kill the guy, accidentally killed the Yid. Le'nefalim varig ben kayama. He was trying to kill a Nephil and accidentally killed a ben kayama. Potter, he's potter, that's the kuliyama. And Rashi is mazbiratam. He says there was a person standing next to the animal, and he was trying to kill the animal, killed the person, he's potter. Why? Because when they gave him asra, it's asra suffik, he says. Even though they told him, don't kill this animal, because if you accidentally kill this person, he's right next to a person. And if you kill the person, you're going to be chayiv. And he goes and he's mekabel the asra, and he says, I know that he's a person, he's a yid. And this is what I'm doing, that if I kill him, I want to be chayiv misa. He's still potter because maybe he won't kill him. So Mele is a chsayin in the asra. Does state in Rashi. The Adrama says, no, that's nothing to do with the asra. The pshat is a chsayin in the mezid. He wasn't planning on killing the person. He wanted to kill the behemoth. So even if there was asra, he's makabal asra, but that wasn't his intention. His intention was to kill the behemoth, not to kill the person. He accidentally killed the person. He's a shegig. He's not a mezid. He's not mechavin. And he brings Rashi as a ista ami, it's also asra. And he says he's very bothered by it. First of all, who's talking about asra in this Mishnah? We're talking about kavana. But second of all, there's a machlekes of asra safik ishma asra or not. Rabbi Yechanan says asra safik ishma asra. So what does it do with that Mishnah? So it must be it's nothing to do with asra. The pshat is he's amazed. As Isaac the Meiri also and the Rishash here, that they bother with Rashi. Why is he throwing in asra safik? So Ben is in the two kashas in Rashi. One kasha in Rashi is, what's the pshat? He's saying it's asra safik. This is man yom asra safik shema asra. And the second kasha in Rashi is, why doesn't he save the time? Because he didn't have kavanah to kill the person. Why isn't that a shegig? Why does he have to come on to asra safik leishma asra tzachsayin in asra? According to Rabbi Yisrael, review that achav rein sarach asra, it sounds like he'd be chayiv. And why is achsayin in asra? Tape a glaze, achsayin in the kavana. You're not amazed. So to answer the second kasha, that l'chay, you're not amazed, I want to say a story over from a baron. The Mishnah of Baron is in Masechtas Ksuvis Simen Chafei. In the beginning of the Simen, he says a svara, and we're going to explain the shtickle very soon, that maybe that is called the mezid. You threw a stone at the animal, and you knew full well that it might hit the person. It's a suffix. It might do what it was supposed to do and hit the animal. It might, on the other hand, go and hit the person. We're talking about that they're both mamish together. If it was a freak accident, then avad the apater. Talking about that together. So since you know it could hit the person, it's a suffix, so memela, that's not called a shegik type. That's called a mezid. As I feel you're barantayin in a svarit. Stamets a machlekes, the Raman Rashi. The Raman says it's a shegik, because I was planning on just killing the behemoth. I knew it might kill the person, but there wasn't my kavana. So what happened was called a shegik. Rashi will call it a mezid. You knew it could happen. You were taking your chances, and it ended up happening. That's not a chsarin in shegik. No, it's a chsarin in the asra. But now you have the other kasha. That what does the man, the yom asra, safik shema asra do? So memela, vilig zogin. And it's also up either a baron there, which we're going to explain, that Rashi holds that in this case, everyone's masking there's a problem of asra safik. So memela, Rashi holds there's no problem al shegig is considered amazed, but there is a problem of asra safik, because in this case, everyone's masking there's a problem of asra safik. And I'll be masbit. See, the Mishnah goes on that Niskavan Lakaisa al Masnav, he tried to hit him on his waist with Loya Bakade Lemisa al Masnav, and there wasn't enough to kill him if a taka hits the waist, Vahalchala Alibai, and it went on his heart. Vahayabaita Lemisa Alibai, Umeis Pater. He's Pater. Why? Because the Kavana wasn't to kill him, the Kavana was to do it al Masnav. And again, the Adar Ramah is going to learn, because that's called a Shegig, because the hit that he was Mechavan for wasn't going to kill him. And Rashi will learn that since it might kill him, since it's a suffix, it could go Alibai. It wasn't like it was a freak accident. It was a suffix if it's going to go where he planned it, Al-Masnav, or it's going to miss and go Alibai. So that's not called a Shegig, like we explained. But there's a problem of Asra suffix. And like we're going to explain, why Lekuli Almed is Asra suffix here. And the Mishnah goes further. So the Kavanah was to mamish kill him. But it went Al-Masnav, and it wasn't enough to kill him Al-Masnav. Umeis, but he died. It's also Pater. Even though the Kavanah was to kill him. So here it's not a Chsar in Kavanah. Here it's mamish amazed. Here there's no Chsar in Asra, because what he's mechavin to do was to kill him. And Itaka ended up killing him. But since Lemaisa went Al-Masnav, and Al-Masnav wasn't enough to kill him, so that's a problem that it has to be Ashayamasba. It has to be that the hit that he did, the akah that he did, was Ashayamasba. Otherwise, we're not miyachas or tzicha to him. Like Rashi says, you need two things. You need the kavana should be is to do a makas mavis, and you need also that the makas should bepail be a makas mavis. If he died from something which wasn't bepail a makas mavis, that's another ptur. That's a ptur that he's not considered the ritzach because his akah wasn't kadei lahamis. Rather, he died anyway. And the Mishnah says the same thing with the gadol and the katan, that if he had kavana to hit the gadol and it wasn't enough to kill the gadol and it hit the katan and it was enough to kill the katan, but that's not chayev because he didn't have kavana for a makas misa. And if he had kavana to hit the katan, which was enough to kill the katan, but he hit the gadol and it wasn't enough to kill the gadol, but it did kill the gadol, then he's also not chayev because it wasn't a makas misa and ended up by the gadol, and the gadol wasn't kedei lahamis. He grounded died. That's not considered his ritzach. But if he had kavana if the maki had kavana for al masnav was enough to kill, and it went alibay and it killed, or the kavana for the katan was enough to kill, but it went to the gadol and it killed, so there, say the kavana was for a makas misa, and say it wasn't makas misa, then you chayev, and Reb Shimon knows your pater. Because if Shimon always in a scavel, a higher gazette, a higher gazette, as potter, you have to be mechavim for the person that you're killing. We're going to speak about Reb Shimon Shita later in the Shia. But the Gemara says that Reb Shimon learns that from the pasuk v'arav loy v'kamalav, ad shi yichavim loy. And we can speak more about Richas, what exactly is the ptur of hika of the scavel, a higher gazette, a higher gazette, according to Reb Shimon. But Reb Shimon learns that from the pasuk v'arav loy v'kamalav, ad shi yichavim loy. He has to be mechavim to kill him. V'arbonon. Amri Devei Abiyane, Prat Lezerik Evan Legav. What did the Rabbanan do with Va'arav Lei V'Kamalav? It's Lafuke if he throws a stone into a group of people. So the Gemara says, Hey Chidami, Ilei Medika Tisha Goyim V'Echad Yisrael B'Neim. If the group of people were 9 Goyim and 1 Yid, so typically the Ruba Kusim Ninu. So if 9 people, if the 9 Goyim and 1 Yid, Avada, he's not going to be Chayiv because Reva Goyim. And Inami Palgu Palg, if it's half Goyim, half Yidim, 5 Goyim, 5 Yidim, also it can't be that he's Chayiv, because Safik Nefash is Lakal. There's a Safik, it's half Goyim, half Yidim. Like Tzricha Dika Tishi Yisrael V'Kusi Echa B'Neim, Davle Kusi Kavua, V'Chol Kavua K'Machsal Machsadomi. So the Arvle V'Kamalav teaches you this case. You have a guy, the 9 Yidim, 1 guy. As I will say that that's considered that you'll be Chayiv because Reva Yidim, and you go by Sarayiv and Amel, you'll be Chayiv. Kamash Malon, there's a Yisai that since the guy is Kavua, call Kavua Kamach Sal Machsa, and Amel Yipater. From here we learn out the Yisai all over Shas, the din of Kavua, that you go by Sarayiv only called the Parish Bu Parish, not the din of Kavua. We're not going to go through the Sugya Kavua in this year. But the Sugya Menegeya here, the Sugya of Zarek Evan Lagav. So there's a Machloikis Rishonim, what exactly is the case of Zarek Evan Lagav? The Ramah says, the Adar Ramah says, that Zarek Evan Lagav is a pshat, that he was planning on killing a Yid. That's what his Kavanah was. But the problem was, we don't know who he killed. We weren't able to recover the body. Everyone ran away. And we don't know who he killed. We don't know if he killed a Yid or a guy. We know one thing. We know that there were 9 Yidin, and there was 1 guy. We know he was planning on killing a Yid. We know he killed someone, and we don't know who he killed. So what's the shaila of the Gemara? The shaila was, who did he kill? Did he kill a yid? Did he kill a guy? We don't know. Now, Rav could be machriya the shaila for us. Rav could be machriya for us, the shaila, is it a yid or a guy? So, Mamela, that's pshat in the Gemara. If there was nine yidin and one, if there was nine guyim and one yid, so it's parshat is pater. Because Rav is machriya is a guy. And even if it's five yidin and one guy, it's also parshat is pater. We have a suffix. We have no achra of Rav. We have a suffix. Suffix the vashas lakal. Even though he intended to kill a yid, he had asra not to kill a yid. He was makabal asra. He killed somebody, but it's a suffix who he actually killed. Maybe he killed a yid, maybe he killed a guy. Suffix the vashas lakal. Elamai, there was nine yidin and one guy. Without the din of kavua, we would say that the roiv is machriya that he killed the yid. He killed somebody, and roiv was yidin. The roiv is machriya that he killed the yid. Kamash mulan devibal, there's a din of kol kavua, kamach sal machsa. The roiv can't be machriya. We say it's a suffik, and suffik nefashis lohakal. As I learned up the adramad of pshat nesugi, it's nothing to do with any kavana, with any asra, with anything. There was kavana, there was asra. He had kavana to kill a yid, there was asra not to kill a yid, but the question is, did he or didn't he actually kill a yid? Did he lamaisa kill a yid or not? There, you need to come on to a raif to tell you that he did kill a yid. Kavua tells you there's no raif. Safek nefash is lakal, that's why he's potter. But Rashi says, that inami palgu palgu, Rashi maslan palgu, says, lomli klo miftre, hakeven the matzi lamei melekusin kamiskavna, isl lamiftem shin the safek nefash is lakal. Since he could say that he meant to kill a guy, so Mamela, there's a din of Safik Nefashis Lahakal. And as I say, Nashi and Bavakama as well. Bavakama daf mem dalad amid beis. So, the Adramat, who goes L'shitasai, that we're talking about, we just simply don't know who he killed, he says he doesn't understand the Rashi. If we don't know that he was Mechavan for a Yid, and he could say he was Mechavan for a Goy, where does Rav play a role here? He says, if the pshat is, he went and said, I want to kill that yid that's there by the gav, and he went, and they gave him asra not to kill the yid, he was a kabbal asra. He can't say he was mechavan to a guy. He said, clearly he's mechavan for a yid. I might have killed a guy by accident, might have killed a yid, we have no idea who it killed. But he can't say he was mechavan to a guy, he said he was mechavan to a yid, he was mechavan asra. And if he could say he was mechavan for a guy, what does Rav have to do with it? As long as there's one guy on the roof, even if they have a Rav, but if he could say it was mechavan for the guy, he could say it was mechavan for the guy. If he wants, what does he even have to be mechavan for a guy for? He could say it was mechavan for an animal. He could say Stam was throwing stones. He didn't was mechavan for anyone. The Adraman blibes shrei, what's the pshat in Rashi? Now, Taisus is also mavur that we're not talking about that Lamaisin ended up being a suffix. Taisus clearly says, and we're going to speak out to Taisus soon, we're talking about that it was found out in the end he killed the yid. But what's the pshat in Rashi and Taisus? So the Shita Mekabetzis in Ksuvus, Dafter Zvav over there, we have the same Gemara in Ksuvus, says the pshat in Rashi, and in Taisus also, is that he had no specific intention. It wasn't pshat. The Adramah learned he wanted to kill a certain person that was on the roof, and the question is, we don't know if he actually killed him in the end. Rashi holds, we know who he actually killed. He actually killed the yid. It's not the pshat, we don't know who he killed. We went and looked, we saw who he killed. We know exactly who he killed. But the pshat was, he had no intention of killing anyone specific. He wanted to kill one of the people on the roof. It didn't make a difference to him which one. So where does Rav come in? Where does Kavana come in? Where does Safek Nefashis Lakal come in? So it's Masbid Hashita. When there are 10 people, and you want to kill one of them, and some are Eden and some are Gayim, is that called you intend to kill a yid? Or is that called you intend to kill a guy? That's the shaila here. So Rav will shtel avek your intentions. If they're Rav Goyim, so that means that your intention is to kill a guy. If they're half Goyim and half Yidin, so Safek Nefashis Lahakal would say that we have to consider your kavan and others, you wanted to kill a Safek Yid, Safek guy. And Safek Nefashis Lahakal would say that that's not cool that I did a Maaser Tzicha because Safek is not called a Maaser Tzicha, Safek Nefashis Lahakal. Navas, but if there was Rav Yidin, so then that means I'm a Chavim for a Yid. It's not a Safek, you have a Rav. The Rav is Machriya, that the one I'm going to kill is going to be a Yid. So that's called being a Chavim for a Yid. That's not a Chavim for a Rav of Goyim, that's not a Chavim for a Safek, it's a Chavim for a Rav of Yidin, it's a Chavim for a Yid. Come to din of Arvla, the Kamla, telling you, Kol Kavu, Kamach Sal Machsadami. that even though you have Rav Yisrael, but still we don't pass on Pi the Rav, we consider it a suffix. When there's a suffix that's not Muhra, so that's Rashi saying, Ikulameim and Dulagay Mechavin, that tells the fact that your kavana is a suffix kavana. Your kavana could be taich that you're going for a guy. We don't see in this maisa that you're trying to kill a yid. It's a suffix. And the lacha by suffix is suffix versus lachal. So we can fataych the maisa that you're trying to kill a guy. And memela, you're potter because it's chavan maharigas a guy. So those are the two pshatim in the Rishayim. The Rama says you had kavana to kill a yid, and you had a shrana to kill a yid, and the whole shmuz in the sugi is, did you actually kill a yid or not? We're trying to figure out, I'll be rave, I'll be suffix nefashis lahakal, if you actually killed a yid. And Rashi says, no, you did kill a yid. But your kavana was not to kill specifically a yid, to kill one of the people, you don't care which one. So if you have a rave, that makes it a kavana to kill a yid. If you have a suffix, suffix devashis lahakal tells you that it's not necessarily considered a kavanah to kill a yid and memeli yipater. Now Taisis over here and Enixuvis asks the following kasha. Taisis was going with Rashi's pshat, but he says he doesn't understand. The Gemara is mavur that when it's palgu palga, or after the din of kol kavua kimach sal machsadami, so even if it's rav yisrael, it's din of palgal palga, the din is suffix nefashis lahakal. Taisis is akash. We have a machlokes of asra suffix shmasra or asra suffix lo shmasra. What's the case? Taisis gives a classic case. Let's say somebody, it's a suffix who his father is. There was a woman that got divorced from her husband and remarried somebody else without waiting the 3 months and had a child immediately. It's a suffix. Was she already pregnant from her first husband? And then really the first husband's the father, or she wasn't pregnant from the first husband. This child is a child of her second husband. The second husband is the father. And it says like this. If let's say there's a din, if someone hits his father, makes a chabura, he's chayiv misa. Let's say he hits the first father. If he hits one of these two men, the first husband or the second husband, they each a suffix. If he hits only one of them, suffix nefashis lachal, we have a suffix. Is it the father? Not the father. Suffix nefashis lachal. But let's say he hits both. He first hits the first man, then he hits the second one. So Imanim Shechi did an aveir, which is Chayiv Misa. So then the Gemara says it's totally in the Machlokes of Asra Suffolk Shema Asra Lo Shema Asra. If you hold Asra Suffolk Lo Shema Asra, so when you told him to hit the first one, you might get Misa, not necessarily. The first one might not be his father. It's Asra Suffolk. Asra Suffolk Lo Shema Asra. Now Shengen, if you hold Asra Suffolk Shema Asra, so when you told him the first one, don't hit him, because if he's your father, he'll be Chayiv Misa. So that's called Asra. Right now you can't kill him because maybe it wasn't his father. But then he hit the second one, also with Asra. So Iman of Shech, one of these two is his father. And Memela, he's Chayiv Misa, Asra Suffolk Shema Asra. So that's the Machlaikis of Asra Suffolk Shema Asra Lei Shema Asra. So now Taisus goes like this. Miman of Shech, if Asra Suffolk is Lei Shema Asra, so why did Gemara say Suffolk Nefashis Lahakal? It doesn't matter if suffix nefashis lahakal or suffix nefashis lahachmer. Hasra suffix is loy shema asra. Bir adavar. Even if suffix nefashis would be lahachmer. Let's say suffix nefashis would be lahachmer. And you do a suffix and you chayiv misa. But still, there is a chance that he'll hit a guy. So they come and tell you, don't kill the guy on the roof. He wants to kill the guy on the roof like we said. He's random. He doesn't care who he wants to kill. And it's a suffix yid, suffix guy, the five yid and five gayim. And let's say suffix nefashis is lahachmer. So you could be mechayiv and misa for being mechavin for a suffix yid, suffix guy. Fine. But the problem is, you're telling him asra, don't kill that person, because otherwise you're chayiv misa. That's not necessarily true. If we find out in the end, we're going to check out in the end who it is. If it comes out that he killed the guy, he'll be potter. So I'll call upon him, it's asra, suffix. So if Asra Suffolk Leishim Asra Fektaisis, why does the Gemara have to come on to the din of Suffolk Nefashis Lahakal? Typically, even if Suffolk Nefashis would be Lahachmer, but that's only if it's a Suffolk. But we're going to find out what it is. Taisis learns that the Domena case, we'll find out afterwards who it is. So Lemaisa, he might not get Misa. Suffolk Nefashis Lahachmer is only going to be if he ends up killing a Yid. If he ends up killing a guy, but Payal, he didn't kill a Yid. Avadi is going to be Pater, so he should be Pater. It's Asra Suffolk. Never mind the din of Suffolk Nefashis Lahakal. That's if you hold Asra Suffolk Leishma Asra. Elamai, this Gemara holds Asra Suffolk Shma Asra. So if Safek Nefash is Lahachmer, and he ends up killing a Yid, he'll be Chayiv. Because that's considered, like we said, Kavana for a Yid. Al Sadin of Safek Nefash is Lahachmer, that's considered Kavana for a Yid. And Mamela, it's not a problem that maybe he'll attack a kill a guy, and the Asura is Asura Safek. Asura Safek Shema Asura, fine. A frek taisis, if you own that Asura Safek Shema Asura, so just like we find, Vahika Zeh V'chazeh Vahika Zeh, L'may Sigaret, he did something which is a Safek, the first time, the second time he did something which is a Safek. In the end, we know Vaday that he hit his father, at least one of them was his father. And we say that he's Chayiv Misa. So why don't we say the same thing here? Even though Safek Nefash is Lahakal, but what's the difference? Over there, Safek Nefash is Lahakal, but when it comes out that we find out that one of them, that he definitely hit his father, so then he's Chayiv Misa, even though Safek Nefash is Lahakal. So here also, when it's Igloi Milsa that Itaka killed the Yid, even though it's Safek Nefash is Lahakal, the Chayiz Mavur from the case of Asra Safek Shema Asra, of Hikazeh V'chazeh Hikazeh, that even when you do a Ma'is of a Safek, when it comes out that Yitaka did a Ma'is at Yichayiv Misa, Yichayiv Misa, see here also, if they're half Yid and half Goyim, or Kol Kavua Kamachsa Al Machsa, but L'maisa he ended up killing a Yid, and we hold Asra Safek Shema Asra, so you see from there that Yimachayiv Misa does rektais akasha. And the Taish is the following words, Shani Hasim She'edei Bebir She'yavili De Vada Isser Im Yaiser. Also by Nisr you have a case of Asra Safek. You tell him not to do Nisr, and it's a Safek, because maybe he'll eat it later. L'maisa he didn't eat it later, so it's Chayiv Malkus, same Shaila. But there, he's Yedei Bebir She'yavili De Vada Isser Im Yaiser. Mishimachi Shema Asra. Avalachim Bezerik Evan Lagav Eini Yedei She'yavili De Vada Isser She'eini Yedei Esmi Yake. There, he knows he's going to come Lidei Vada Yisr. Here, he doesn't know that he's going to come Lidei Vada Yisr. What's the Vart? L'maisa, he did come Lidei Vada Yisr. What's the Vart? There, he knows, and there, he doesn't know. What's Pshat and Taisus Teretz? So, the two Mahalchim. There's a Mahalch of Reb Shimon Shkop, and Shara Yeshir, Shara Aleph Perik Dalad, and also Reb Chaim Tells, and Ksuvah says the same Mahalch. That Taisus is coming off the Shailah of Asra now. Taisus is saying that la'olam mitzad asra there is a good asra, asra safek shema asra. But the problem is that there's no mezid here. Why? Like we're being masbir. When you knew it, when your kavana was to do something which is be'etzim a safek, and it turned out to kill the person, so that's not called a mezid. Just like when you're mechavin to kill a guy, like we said from the Yad Ramah, and you end up killing Yid, you're mechavin to kill a behem, you end up killing Yisro, you knew you might miss. You knew you might kill the Yisrael. You got a straw. Has to be a case where you got a straw. Otherwise, anyway, you putter. So you knew that might happen. But the teretz is, that wasn't your kavana. Your kavana was to do something that was mutter. It happened by accident. That's called a shegig. So who and din, when your kavana was something which is a suffolk asr suffolk mutter? In Hilchos Nefashos, since suffolk nefashos lahakel, as far as din nefashos is concerned, that's not called, that's not a mechayev of misa. So your kavana was to do something which is a safek. A safek is not a mechayev of misa. If safek nefash is lahachmir, so a safek is enough to mechayev you. So then your kavana was a safek. Your kavana was something which is mechayev you misa. It ended up killing a yid. Your kavana was to do a chiyev misa. Safek nefash lahachmir. A safek is called a chiyev misa. It ended up killing a yid. So your kavana was for a chiyev misa. L'maisi did a chiyev misa. Your chayev. But now that safek nefash is lahakol. So your kavana was to do a safek, and a safek is not a chiyev misa. A safek is less. Safek nefash is lahakel. It can't be made with someone with safek. It's not called a chiyev misa. So mele, even though it ended up killing Yisrael, but that's not called your kavana. Aye, so what do you do with hikazeh v'chazeh hikazeh? There also you were hitting a safek father. So Zaktiv Shimon and Ibrahim tells her, because the pshat is you wanted to hit both. Your plans were to hit both. You were going to hit both of them. You were planning on being chayiv, doing a misa vaday. Now, if you hold asra safek, lo yishma asra. So we don't have asra, because you need asra teichadei deeper. You didn't hit both of them bevasachas. You didn't hit both of them teichadei deeper. You hit one, you had asra. That wasn't a good asra. That's asra safek. You hit the other one. Right, then that one was a safek. That's also not a good asra. Asra safek, lo yishma asra. But if asra safek, shma asra, The only concern is, but where's the mazid? I only was planning a suffix. Nah, you were planning both. There's a mazid here. You were planning to do both. By nicer. You warn him, if you leave it over, you're going to get malchus. It's a straw suffix, maybe leave it later. But if you own a straw suffix, shmasra, he wasn't planning on eating it later. He was planning on leaving it over Lagamri. You gave him a straw. It's not a straw suffix. He could have changed his plans. But Lamais, he didn't change his plans. So there's no concern in mazid. That's what he's achrayim are learning of Shatan Taisus. But Rebbeiron, Emishus Rebbeiron that we mentioned in Ksuvis Simon Chafei, he doesn't like the svara. He says you can't make a mazid out of two maises. He says let's say Klape Shmaya Galia, the first one was the father. So when he hit the first one, and he never ended up hitting the second one, you're calling that a shegig because he never did two maisim. He didn't do a vadechiv. So now that he hit the second one, now it becomes a mazid. You can't be mitzayir of two maisim to make him a mazid. As I tied into Baron. As Dr. Baron, that the pshat is avada, it's not the pshat. There's no chsar in a mazid. Like we said the story before in the beginning of the shia. If you know you might kill a yid, if you know you might be hitting your father, if you know you might be doing nicer, and you do it anyway, there's no chsar in mazid klal uchlal. It doesn't make a difference. Mazid's not the issue here. As long as you know it might kill a yid, an attacker kills a yid, and you know that it might have killed a yid, you understood that. It wasn't a mistake. You knew it was a suffix. That's called a mazid, Taina Derbayin. And Zog Derbayin, it's Meduik in Taisus. Taisus doesn't say like these Achreinim, Taina Derbayin. Taisus says, Shani Asim Sheyadei Bebiru Sheyavil De Vadai Yisroim Yisroim Yakishneim Mishumachi Shema Asra. Why did he say Mishumachi Shema Asra? In our case, also it's Shema Asra. The problem is, it's not a mazid. But Teret says, he's making a chilek in Asra Asafik Gufa. That Asra Asafik in that case is called Asra, because Yadei Bibir Shavada Yavli De Isser, and in our case it's not called Asra. But what exactly is the chilek? Why, if Asra Asafik Shema Asra, what's the pshat that when it's Yadei Bibir Shavada Yavli De Isser, what's the vart? So Rabbi Aaron says he said like this, that Bahinka Zeh V'chaz V'hika Zeh, the other pshat is, he was mechavet to hit this man. If Kamesh Shmaya Galia, this man is his father, that means that's kavanah to his father. That's kavanah to his father. So that, if you hold Asra, Safik Shma Asra, that's not a chsar in Asra. Because the maisa that he's doing, on the tzad that it is his father, is a maisa bebriris to hit the father. He's medamit to the big rain. There's Rabbi Kivegis Svarah in Sim Pei Zayin Yeridea, Lagabe Psik Resha. That Rabbi Kivegis says a Svarah, Psik Resha, you have a din of Davashayna Miskavin is Mutter, but a Psik Resha is Chayiv. So Rabbi Kivegis says a Svarah, Psik Resha is only, Davashayna Miskavin is only when it's a Suffolk on Lahaba. When it's a Suffolk, what's going to happen? So there we say it's a Davashayna Miskavin, it's not a Psik Resha. One of two things could happen. So, male, let's call the Dovah Shein Miskaven. You're not Miskaven for the Isser. The Isser happened by itself. The Isser wasn't necessarily going to happen. But if it's a Suffolk L'Sha'avar, that means you don't know the Mitzias the way it is right now. But on one side of the Mitzias, it's Vaday going to happen. You just don't know the Mitzias. So that's not called that it's not a Psik Resha. That's called a Suffolk Psik Resha. On this side, it is a Psik Resha. That's not a Din of Dovah Shein Miskaven. It's Marich. We don't have time to go through the arichos. But the site is like this. There, on the side that this one is his father, he's doing a vada yisr, that's not a chsar in an asra. Mashenkin here, what is he doing? He's throwing a stone at random. It's going to hit one of these people. We don't know which one it's going to hit. He doesn't care which one it's going to hit. So what he's doing is a maisa, which the maisa itself is a suffik. So ain't a chinami, Dr. Farron. You want to say that he's a shegig, he's not a shegig. He's amazed. But you want to call that asra when you yourself don't know what's going to happen, not because we don't know the mitzias, but we know clearly that on this side this is going to happen and that side that's going to happen. We taka don't know what's going to happen. That's a chsar and asra. That's where Baron learns up the taisus. Asra safik works when we have a safik because we don't know a mitzias, but the maisa is a klara maisa. Mashiach, when the mice itself, if Labo is a mesubik, that's a pshad. You can't give a straw on such a mice. You don't know what the mice is. You don't know if it's a mice to kill a yid, kill a guy. So Shtelzich the Kasha, the whole point of Taisa's Kasha was that if you hold Hasra Safik Leishma Hasra, so why do we have to come on to Safik Nefashis Lahakel, even if Safik Nefashis Lahachmir, it's still Hasra Safik. So how is it Miyushev in Taisa's Teretz? Taisa's Teretz is explaining that that's called the Hasra Safik, because it's a Safik on Laba, and everyone's masking Hasra Safik B'chayik Avnez Leishmei Hasra. So how do we answer Taisa's Kasha? How did Taisa answer his Kasha? So why did we have to come on to Safik Nefashis Lahakel? Typically, even if Safik Nefashis Lahachma, but they're saying a new Yisaid, Hasra Safik, Shema Hasra is Dafka when it's a Safik L'Shavah. When it's a Safik L'Abah, so Hasra Safik, everyone's masking is not called Hasra. So why do you have to come on to Safik Nefashis Lahakel? Even Safik Nefashis Lahachma, it's not called Hasra. So tie into a Baron like this. The Mandiyam Safik Hasra Safik Lo Shema Hasra holds that as long as Bepayel is going to be a possibility that he's potter, that's already Eis Hasra. So even if Safik Vash Lachme, but Lamai said there is a possibility that he won't get Misa in case he kills a guy. So there is a possibility he won't get Misa. So Mela, even if Safik Vash Lachme, that's not called Hasra. Mashenkin, the Mandiyam Hasra Safik Shema Hasra. He doesn't need that there should be a Vadechi of Misa. He just needs that the Maisa should be a Vade Maisa Mechayevis, Al Kapanim Lefida Mitzias. So, Oyba Zay, if Safik Devash is Lahachmir, a Maisa of Safik is also a Maisa Mechayev. I might kill a guy. Okay, so it might end up that it's Potter. But you're doing a Maisa which is a Mechayev. You're doing a Maisa which is a Mechayev. Lamashal, he says, even if you hold that straw Safik, Loishmei Asra. But let's say we're never going to find out who this guy is. And you hold Safik Nefashis Lahachmer. Avada you'll be chayiv. It's not Hasra Safik. We're never going to find out he's a guy. And Safik Nefashis is enough to kill you. So it's Avadai. Not a Navas. But since you could find out it's a guy. So that's why if you hold Hasra Safik Leishma Hasra, he might taka be pata if it ends up to be a guy. But if you hold Hasra Safik Shema Hasra, it's just, the pshat is, you can't give Hasra a Maisa, which the Maisa itself is a Safik. So if you hold Safik Nefashis Lahachmer, the Maisa is a Mechayev Misa. So then it will be called Asra. It's only because Safik Nefashis Lahakel, so a Mesupik Dika Maisa is not a Maisa which is Mechayev Misa. So even if it ended up that he killed, and like we said, it's not a Chsarin and Shegig, it's not a Chsarin and the Mezid, because he knew that it could happen, but it's a Chsarin and Asra, because he didn't give Asra a Maisa which is a Mechayev that's Mechayev Misa. Because the Maisa was a Maisa of a Safik of Laba, that can't be a Maisa's Mechayev Misa, it's a Chsarin and Asra. That's Rabbi Aaron Shtickel. So that, getting back to the very beginning of the Shir, I think this Rashi on the Mishnah is very big riot to Rabbi Aaron. Not like, at least Rashi Shita, Rashi Mefurish says that the problem here is Asra Safik. And Rashi was going on the other case. Rashi was going on the case he was Mechavin for a Behem of Aragis Adam. And Rashi there says that the Chsarin isn't the Chsarin, like we said, that he's a Shegig. The Chsarin is a Asra Safik. Kolshkein, in the case where Zerik Evan Lagav, where he was Mechavim for anyone he hits. And it happens to be that there's Maxa Gaim and Maxa Yisrael. That the Chsarin isn't a Mezid, the Chsarin is an Asra Safik. And if shots like this, like we said, Mezid is not a problem. Anytime you know that you could kill a Yid, and you end up killing a Yid, and you knew that you could have killed the Yid, that's not a Chsarin and a Mezid. But it's a Chsarin and Asra. Because the Maisa that I'm doing is a Maisa which is not necessarily a Mechayev Misa. So that's a Chsarin and Asra on the Maisa. So Memeil La'azai, if you're Mechavin for the Yid, let's say you have a Behema, you're Mechavin for the Adam, so even though it might not hit the Adam, but what Maisa are you doing? The Maisa you're doing is the Maisa you're being Mechavin for, of throwing a stone at the Adam. It might not hit the Adam, that doesn't make it Asra Safik. You Mechavin to the Adam, it did hit the Adam, it killed the Adam, so that's Asra. Mashiach, if the Maisa that you're doing was a Maisa of killing a Behema, Navas, there's a Safik, it might kill Adam. So like we're saying here by Zarek Evan Lagav, the Maisa that I'm doing is a Maisa of stop killing a random person that's a Safik or a Safik Yid. It might be a Yid, but it might be a guy. So the way Rabbi Aaron learns, it's not a Chsarin in the Mezid. Avadi could be called a Mezid. It's a Chsarin in the Asra. If Safik Nefash is Lahachmer, so then you're doing a Maisa. The Maisa of a Safik is Alena Maisa is Mechayiv Misa, it's not a Chsarin in the Asra. If you hold Asra, Safik Shema Asra. But if the Maisa is a Maisa Safik, not that we don't know if it's Mechayiv Misa, but the Maisa Be'etzim on La'abo is a Safik. So that's a Chsarin in the Asra, Safik L'kuli Alma. That's the Pshat Rashi, then eschayvul ha'argus ha'behema v'argus ha'adam is a chsayin and asra safik. It's not a chsayin and meis, it's a chsayin and asra safik. And this type of asra safik, everyone's maskim, since it's a safik la'ba, everyone's maskim that asra safik le'shma asra. And now let's discuss a little bit Shitas Reb Shimon. Shitas Reb Shimon is that eschayvul ha'argus ha'argus ha'as potter, and the Gemara learns that from a pasuk v'arv le'v kamalov. The Gemara had two shilas in Reb Shimon. One shaila was, let's say Reuven and Shimon are both standing there, and you don't care which one you kill. You're mechavim for either one that I kill, I just want to kill one of them. What's it then according to Reb Shimon? Is Reb Shimon only patterned a case where you wanted Dafka to kill Reuven, Dafka to kill this one, and you ended up killing Shimon? In that case, you patter. Mashenkim, when you couldn't care less which one you're going to kill, you wanted to kill one, you ended up killing one, you chayiv. Well, no, even in that case, you patter. Why the second shaila? Let's say you planned on killing this person, that's this body that's here, but you thought that it's one person. You thought it was Reuven, and you made a mistake. It's really Shimon. Is that a ptur? Does Reb Shimon only patter in the case where you mechavent to kill one body, and it ended up going to another body? Mashenkin here, you killed the body that you aimed for. The pshat is it was a mistaken identity. You thought it was a different person. Well, no, even in this case, Reb Shimon patters. So the Gemara comes out that in both those two cases, side the case where you didn't care which one you'll kill, you just wanted to kill one of them, and side the case where you wanted to kill this particular body that's standing in front of you, but it was mistaken identity, you thought it was Reuven and it was really Shimon, in both cases, Reb Shimon patters. So Reb Aaron points out in the Shir that in both these, that there seems to be a machlekes rishonim about a third case. The Gemara has two cases. One is where you have two bodies, and you wanted to kill just one of them, and you didn't care which one. That the Gemara says is pater. That's cool that you weren't mechamen specifically for this one. Then the Gemara is a case where you wanted to kill this body, but you thought it was one person, it was really another person. So the Gemara says also, that means that you killed him without kavanah to kill him. It was a mistaken identity. You didn't realize who he was. Now, what's the din if you have like this? You have only one body there, but it's not the pshat that you thought it was one person and it's really another person. You didn't know exactly who it was, and you didn't care. You wanted to kill him, whoever it was. What's the din in that case? So Taisus is pretty mefurish that in that case, you'll be chayiv. Because Taisus asks Akasha, there are bundle learned kavua from the Arav Leva Kamala. There are bundle learned kavua from there. Prat Lazarik Evan Lagav. And what's the case? And there must be that there was 9 yidin and 1 guy, and kavua patas you was right. It didn't have called kavua kamaxla maxadami. Kavua makes it a suffix nefashis lahakum. So as of Shimon o kavua, Shimon uses v'arav leiv kamalav to tell you the case, and the skavon laregzev v'aregzet. How does he know kavua? So Taisa says maybe it has a cheshbon in the sugya that maybe lemaisa. Varav Leva Kamalov is extra coin to Reb Shimon. He learns that Hika Zev Chazvik Zev Pater because he dashes a psukim like Rebbe that we have later in the Sugya. So Taisa says it can't be because what's the case of Kavua? If you need that you should specifically target one person, so any time you're just throwing it randomly at the Gav, even if the all Yisraelim you Pater. So what's going to be the case where you're going to prove from the Arav Leva Kamalov that Rav Yisraelim is not going to be Mechayev you because the guy is Kavu, it's Kamachsa or Machsa. There's no case where makes any difference if the guy is Mu'idin. In the case where you randomly throw at the Gav, even if all the Yisraelim, they're Yipatu. You have to go to a specific person. So Taisa says the Teretz that Reb Shimon taka darshins v'arav leiv v'kamalav v'noz, he learns out the din of miskaven lezev v'hara gazeh, learns it out from the same place Rebbe learns it out from v'loye asayin, like the Gemara says there, that you mechuyiv mamin, and memeli not mechuyiv misa, because it's higa zev v'chazeh, it's miskaven l'ara gazeh v'hara gazeh. And v'arav leiv v'kamalav is to tell you the din of kavua. Aye, what's the case? What's the case of v'arav leiv v'kamalav according to Reb Shimon? In the case where you're randomly throwing at the Gav, even if the all Yisrael miyapater, because it's like you don't have a kavana for the one you're killing. So Taisa says the case is like this. There was one person there and you say, I want to kill Dafka that person. But I don't know if he's a guy or a yid. But I want to kill him. So there you have Rav Yidin. So you'd be Mechayev al Tzdat. V'arv levikomlev tells you, no, if you have one guy and he's kavua, it's kamachsal maximum emeli yipater. Because it blames, you mechavin for a safik yid, safik guy. You don't say rayiv makes it that you mechavin for a vada yid with the same cheshbon like according to the rabbanan. So Taisa says mefurish that even though when you randomly want to kill one of these two people, the halacha is according to b'shem and yipater. And when you want to kill specifically this body, but you think he's Reuven and really Shimon, mistaken identity, also your partner. But when you want to kill this particular body and you don't know who he is and you don't care who he is, then you're going to be chayiv even according to Reb Shimon. So that's why if the all Yisraelim in that case will be chayiv, but if it's one guy with the other Yisraelim, so then you'll be partner also another time because it's not considered that you're mechavin for Yisrael b'chalal. So Reb Aaron, at the end of the Shia, is a little bothered. What's the pshat in that? L'chara, there's two chedushim v'shteit in the Gemara. There's one chedush is when it says the skaven doesn't mean that you hit the person you didn't want to hit. As long as the pshat is, when it comes to two bodies, you would think the pshat is it has to be that Yibedavka wanted the other one. Kamashmala, no. If you didn't care either one, that's also not called the skaven. And then another chiddush of the Gemara, that even if there's only one body here, but it's mistaken identity, you think it's one person, it's someone else, it's also not called niskaven. So mehecha teisa by mistaken identity, the din is that if you don't care either way, you're chayiv. Maybe just like when the din of kavana that you have to be aiming for this particular body, if you don't care either way, that's also not called kavana. So who a din you have to be mechavim for this particular person, this particular identity? So maybe if you don't care other way, it's not called kavana. So Reb Aaron is masbir that the pshat is like this. The site is you need kavana. If you were aiming for one person and hit someone else, you're aiming for one body, hit another body, that's not called kavana. Even if you had no specific aim between the two bodies, that's also not called kavana. You didn't aim for this particular body. But if you aim for this body, that's the emerson called kavana. The only way it's not a kavana is if it's a tois. You aim for this body and it's a tois because you had mistaken identity. You thought it was Reuven, it was Shimon. That's what makes it ois kavana. But if you aim for this body and you don't care who it is, so that's called kavana. There's no tois. And you're aiming for this person. As I stayed in toisus. But a Baron's medayik in the Ran doesn't hold away because the Ran has the same kasha that toisus has. The has of Shimon no kavua. Because if Shimon can't darshin v'arev le'vekamalav, because if Shimon holds it, even if the all Yisraelim yipata, because it's like neskaven l'harigzev harigazet, and the Ran doesn't say Taisus teretz, the Ran just says the vices of Shimon holds the kavu is the rabbanon. If the Ran would also hold that you'd have a case where you're aiming for this particular person, but you don't know if he's a yid or a guy, so why didn't the Ran say like Taisus? Elamai, the Ran held that just like when you have two people there, two different bodies, and you don't care which one, you want to kill one of them and you don't care which one, that's not called kavana. Who it then if you have one person, one body, and you don't know who it is and you don't care who it is, that's also not called kavana. Because the machlekes stays in the Ran. Now there's a machlekes showing him who we end up passing like. It's a machlekes Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam passes a meskavan laharigazev, harigazev, patim, mises, bezin, metashlumin, menagolus. The Rambam Paschal is like the Rabbanan. The Meskavan L'Aregzev, Aregzev is Pater. I mean like B'Shimon. The Rambam Paschal is B'Shimon. The Meskavan L'Aregzev is Pater. So the Ravid says, K'B'Shimon Uzev. They don't like B'Shimon. We don't Paschal like B'Shimon. So the Kesem Mishnah says, that L'Chayit Pshat the Rambam is, because the Rambam Paschal is Tanu Dvei Chizkiya. We find in common places in Shas that we Paschal like Tanu Dvei Chizkiya. Taisus is Mechalik. Taisus holds that benegei the din of lechalakta ben sheigig lemezid, benegei the halacha, that whether you kill some lemezid or b'sheigig, in both cases you put it from amen, that we pass like tana de vechizkia. B'sheigim negei the din of lechalakta ben miskaven le'inim miskaven, that tana vechizkia says, which means that say when you miskaven lehar gezeh, and you killed him, say when you miskaven lehar gezeh, v'har gezeh, in both cases you put it, the Taisus is that we don't necessarily pass like Tana Dvei Chizkiya, because he's arguing on Rebbe and the Rabbanan. But the Rambam L'chari does, the Rambam passes like Tana Dvei Chizkiya on all the halachas, and that's why the Rambam holds Miskavan L'Aregzev, Haregzev is Pater. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says first. But then the Kesef Mishnah asks the Kasha and the Rambam, why didn't the Rambam say these two cases at the Gemara Shaila? Why didn't the Rambam say the case that he threw it at Reuven or Shimon, he didn't care which one he killed? Or he thought it was Reuven and it ended up to be Shimon? Why didn't the Rambam say in these cases also Yipater? The Gemara asks the Shaila about these two cases and comes at the Yipater, why didn't the Rambam bring it down? So the Kesef Mishnah wants to say the Rambam didn't pass like Shimon. The Rambam passed like the Rabbanah. So why is the Rambam saying Miskavan laharigzev harigzev pater? So like the Kesef Mishnah, that's because it's a chsar in an asra. It's not chayach asra, but Miskavan laharigzev harigzev is a chsar in an asra. But the Achreinim are very bothered with the Kesef Mishnah. The Lechem Mishnah in Elchus Chayvul and Mazik Perek Aleph Alach Yadal, that's where he talks about it. He says it's a pella. Because the Mishnah's mavur that by Miskavan laharigzev harigzev according to Rabbanan Yechayiv. If according to Rabbanan also Yipater, so what's the Machlekes of Shimon and the Rabbanan? What does the Kesef Mishnah mean that according to Rabbanan you also Yipater because there's no Asra? Why is there no Asra? L'chari it's Asra. Even my Miskavan Zev, Harig Zev, Harig Zev. That's L'chari the Sugi is Mavur that according to Rabbanan Yechayiv. It's very schwer. See, the Magid Mishnah in Hilchos Chayav L'Mazik Perek Dal Alach Avav, he learns Mefurish that the Rambam doesn't paskin like the Rabbanan, the Rambam passes like Rabbi Shimon. He says that Klai, not like the Kesef Mishnah's Maskana. Lechem Mishnah also holds that way. As I use the Pashtus. Now there's a Kash and the Rambam. Why didn't the Rambam bring down these two Shailas? So also, the Lechem Mishnah asks, and then the Olam asks on the Kesef Mishnah, the Chai the Rambam did bring down at least one of the two Shailas. Because the Rambam said like this, Meskavan la'arigazev, arigazev, patim, is his bezim, deshlumen, menagolus. Lefikha, chazarik, evelotech, edem, yisrael, v'arig, echad mehem, patim, imisis bezim. You throw a stone, betech, edem, yisrael. And with a lot of Yidden, and you killed one of them, you potter. L'chari, that's mamish the case of Amal Echad Minayu, that you threw at Reuven and Shimon, you wanted one. You threw the Eid of Yisrael, and you wanted to kill one of them. So the Ram L'chari does bring down at least the first Shaila, where he says, Taka, that you potter. That's the case of Ezek Evlantech Eid of Yisrael. Now the Kash is, L'chari, I'm bothered. The Chavetz Chaim L'kut Elachas is bothered. Why didn't the Rambam bring down the other halacha by Ksav Reuven Vinim Sashim? And that's Taka Shver. Baron has a Pesachesh and why the Rambam didn't pass him like that, Shiloh. So just a quick sikumen of Shimon that we said that the Gemara is Mavur than Reb Shimon. Say, if you throw it when there's two people there, two bodies, and you don't mind which one you kill, it's also not called Niskavin. And when there's one person there, but you think he's Reuven and really he's Shimon, that's also not called Niskavin. But the Shaila is, let's say there's only one person there, and you don't know if he's Reuven and Shimon, and you don't care. So Taisis Mavur, that is called Niskavin. Because Dafka, when you have two different Gufim, and you don't care, then it's not called Niskavin. Or if you have one Gufim, but Tais, you have mistaken identity, it's also not called Niskavin. But if you have one Guf, you Mechavin to kill this person, you just don't know who it is, and you don't care, that is called Mechavin. And the Ram is Mashman, that even in that case, you have to be Mechavin Dafka for this Bani, and dafka for this person with this identity. And then we said that the Ravid Paskins like the Rabbanon, that Niskavan, Laragazev, Aragazev, Eschayev, that's the Ravid, Asagas, the Ravid, but the Rambam Paskins like Reb Shimon, and Achrayim learn, because Tana V'chizki holds the way, that Niskavan, Laragazev, Aragazev, Eschayev, even though the Kesef Mishnah learns he's Paskins like the Rabbanon, Yipat, that there's no Asra, but the Shaila is the Chayit Shver, the Rabbanan seem to hold Yechayiv. What is he saying, this new Talmud, there's no Asra, and what does it mean? Pashas, the Rambam's passing like Reb Shimon, and the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah asks, he doesn't bring down these two Shailas, the Chayit does bring down the first Shaila Kapanim by Zerik Evelon Tech Eidim Yisrael Varek Echem Mehem, but he doesn't seem to bring down the Shaila of Kesav Ruvein and Imsa Shimon. Maybe in that case, he holds Yechayiv, that's how some Achreinim learn. And now let's go Vaita. The Gemara asks the following question. Bishleim ul Rabbanan dam eskavim nezev argazeh eschayiv. Bishleim according to Rabbanan that say that somebody trying to kill someone and kill someone else are both Yisraelim eschayiv. Dechsiv v'chi inatsu anoshim v'nogfu ishahara. It says when men are fighting and one man accidentally hits a pregnant woman. V'am rav lozeh b'matzeh shebemisa akasim medaber. We're talking about they're fighting and trying to kill each other. Dechsiv v'masin yiv v'nasat nefesh tachas nefesh. It says if there is an asin, that means if the woman died, so from the sad nefesh tachas nefesh, so you killed the one who hit her. So if they were just fighting not to kill each other, so he wasn't intending to kill anyone, and accidentally he banged into this pregnant woman, and she died accidentally. So how could you kill him? It's a shagig. Elamayim is trying to kill his friend. He's trying to kill his friend, and accidentally he killed the woman. So since he had miskaven lahara gazet, even though he wasn't mechaven to kill the woman, but that's a shitas rabbanan, that as long as you had a kavana to kill, and you ended up killing, even if you killed the wrong person, yechayev misa, that's the pasuk means, when it's not the nefesh tachas nefesh. El Reb Shimon, Ivan Asad, the nefesh tachas nefesh, you don't kill him, because in miskaven lahara gazet, he wasn't planning on hitting the pregnant woman, he was planning on hitting his friend, v'chinotzu anashim. So the Gemara says, Mamain, Reb Shimon holds that v'nesat the nefesh tachas nefesh means you have to pay money, you have to pay the domain nerek, you have to pay the amount, the value of the woman. Uchad Rebbe, the Tanya Rebbe, yoyim v'nesat the nefesh tachas nefesh mamain, ato yim v'mamain enel nefesh mamish, ne'em v'nesin l'mata v'ne'em v'nesin l'mala, malahal mamain afkan mamain. So Rebbe says that v'nesat the nefesh tachas nefesh means mamain. And that's what Reb Shimon holds. And you have to pay the value of the one that you killed. You don't get Misa. The Skavan Lahara Gazet, Vahara Gazet is Pater from Misa, but the Chayiv Mamet. But then the Gemara brings the third sheet of Tana Devechizkia. Amar Rav Ahai, the Tana Devechizkia, Mafkim in the Rebbe, you Mafkim in the Rabbanan. It's arguing on both Rebbe and the Rabbanan. He holds you get neither Misa nor Mamet. And we'll discuss in a second how does he learn the Pasuk when it's not Nefesh Tachas Nefesh? If he holds that you get neither Misa nor Mammon, how does he learn the Pasuk Sat the Nefesh Tachas Nefesh? We'll see that in a second. But the Gemara first brings Tana Devechizkia, that he brings a Hekesh. Maka Adam or Maka Behema. Ma Maka Behema lechilakta beim Sheig lemezit beim Miskavon lesheinim Miskavon derech yiridu derech liyah lepeitche Mammon lechaiva Mammon. Just like when you hit a Behema, to Hekesh Maka Behema to Maka Adam. Just like when a Behema, you chayev Mammon, whether you hit it b'sheigig, b'mezid, b'miskaven, ain't a miskaven, derech rida, derech aliyah, you chayev Mammon in all these cases. Af Maka Adam, I tachle by ben sheig, b'mezid, b'miskaven, she ain't a miskaven, ben derech rida, derech rida, derech aliyah, l'chayev Mammon, l'apaychim Mammon. So too in the case of Maka Adam, which is Maka Adam Yumas, where in the case of Mezid, that's Pashik, you don't pay any Mammon, because you get Misa and Kalman the Ramine, so Dvechizki is learning a Hekesh that also, in the case of Shegig, in the case of Einem Eskavin, Derech Aliyah, Derech Rida, you don't pay any Mammon. And the Gemara fears ice that what does he mean by Miskavin and Einem Eskavin? If he's Einem Eskavin Klal, that's Mamma Shegig. What's the Pshat Miskavin and Einem Eskavin? Elamai, he's Einem Eskavin Lazeh El Lazeh. And still, you pat there for Mammon. And if you're going to say that he gets Misa, then what do you need a pasuk to pat for mammon? The misa alone pat this for mammon. Elamai, Tana Vechizkia holds you don't get misa, and he also holds you don't get mammon. So mamela, that's not like the Rebbe or the Rabbanu. Rabbanu holds neskaven lahara gazet v'hara gazet gets misa. Rebbe holds neskaven lahara gazet v'hara gazet gets mammon, and Tana Vechizkia says he gets neither. So first, I want to read ice the Tesis that Tana Vechizkia mentions three cases: shegig and mezid, Miskaven and Einem Miskaven, and Derech Aliyah and Derech Yerida. Taisus is Masbir, it's not just three cases of Misa which pat this Mammon. It's three entirely different Chiyuvei Mammon that Tana Vechizkia is coming to address. That's the Yisayit of Tana Vechizkia. Not three cases of Misa that pat this Mammon. That's really one case. That you kill someone b'shege, you pat it for Mammon, pash it. End of story. But the three types of mammon that you pater from, the three havaminis of chiyuvei mammon you'll get by killing somebody, and he's coming to tell you all three chiyuvei mammon you don't have. Shegig lemezid is the most simple case. It means any other mammon besides for the misa, like the case where he was nakfu isha hara. He killed the woman, that's the chiyuv misa. He destroyed the vladis, that's the chiyuv mammon to the baal. Just like if he was amazed on killing the isha, he'd be pater from mammon kamen rabbine. Who would din a shegig? He's pater from the mammon acher behind the misa. So that's the regular din of kamen rabbine. The din that when someone has a chiyuv misa, some male that pater from all mammon. All other chiyuvim you don't have. So who would din chay the misa shegig in? Who would din when someone's a shegig, he doesn't have an actual chiyuv misa. He has potential chiyuv misa. What he did was a mechayiv of misa. He's also pater in that case from Mammon. Also, the potential Chiyuv Misa, Pat is a Mammon, Kamli Rabbinate. That's the case of Sheig Lemezit. Miskaven to Einem Miskaven is a whole different case. It's a whole different chiyuv mamon. They were talking about the chiyuv mamon for killing. Killing is mechayiv mamon, and that's what Taisus says. That's what Rebbe holds. Rebbe's maskim to Tanu Vechizkiya Taisus holds. Rebbe's maskim that when you kill someone, you can't have any other chiyuvim. It's going to pat you from any mamon. Bein b'shegig, bein b'mezid. When you kill someone, that's a chiyuv misa, even if there's no chiyuv misa b'payil, but the potential chiyuv misa patish from any other mamon. But Rebbe still owes him chayiv mamon. That's the mamon for killing, the domain erek. You chayiv to pay for killing, to pay the domain erek to the Yerushim. There's a Beis Yaakov from the Nesivis in Ksuvis that explains that why is it more mistabra to patah from other mamon than to patah from domain erek? The Beis Yaakov explains like this. To patah from other mamon is a pshat, you don't have two chiyuvim. When there's a chiyuv misa, there is no other chiyuv mamon. But the domain merik that we're discussing is not another chiyuv. It's the chiyuv for killing. It's the same chiyuv. So come the Ramani is, you already have this chiyuv, you can't get another chiyuv. And that's the Tanu Vechizkiya's point of Le Mechal Ben Sheig Lemezin. But now Tanu Vechizkiya is saying another thing. Maybe the killing itself is Mechayev Misa B'mezid, and by the case of Meskavan L'Harig Gezeh V'Harig Gezeh, the Misa itself is Mechayev Mamon. And that's what Rebbe holds, that Meskavan L'Harig Gezeh V'Harig Gezeh, the Misa alain is Mechayev Mamon. It's not another Chiyiv, that's the Chiyiv for the Misa. Meskavan L'Harig is Chayev Misa, Meskavan L'Harig Gezeh V'Harig Gezeh is Chayev Mamon for killing. So that Tanu Vechizkiya has another din of the Hekesh. That there's no chiyuv mamon, there's no other chiyuv mamon, but the misa itself is not mechayiv mamon. And then the third thing of derech aliyah, derech yirida, is the third thing. There Taisa says, we're talking about b'mezid, where he is mechayiv misa. But he brings, it's a gemara later in Ksuvas and Daflam and Ches, that you would think like this, that when somebody kills b'mezid derech aliyah, so then there's a din, l'sichu kaifel nefesh etzeach asheru rosh olamas. Then there's a din that he can't pay his way off and get out of the chiyuv misa yidei mamon like a zakeifer. No, kimais yumas. But maybe just like b'derech yirida b'shegig, we find there is a kapara for him, there's galus. So maybe derech yirida b'mezid, there's also a kapara. There's a kapara, you can pay mamon just like b'keifer. The shark kills gambal of yumas, but he can pay mamon. So maybe he can pay mamon for even killing b'mezid if it's derech yirida. So that's the third type of mamon that Tanu Vechizkiya is addressing. The first thing is another chiyuv besides for the misa. The second thing is the misa itself, it should be mechayiv mamon. And the third thing is that mamon could be a kapara to pata you from the chiyuv misa. You would think, and that's only derech yirida, we have a ptur of galus, you would think you'd have a ptur of mamon patting you from the misa. Now, like we said, Taisus asked the Gevaldige Kasha. According to the Rabbanim, the Sata Nefesh Tachis Nefesh means Misa. The Chinotso Anoshim means Matzah Sheba Misa Kasim Adam is trying to kill his friend, and he hits a pregnant woman. If she doesn't get killed, he has to pay for the Dmei Vondis. If she gets killed, kill him. The Sata Nefesh Tachis Nefesh, Meskavan L'Hari Gezev Ari Gezev Eschayev. Rebbe, and this is what Rabbi Shimon holds, no, Yipatif for Misa. The Sata Nefesh Tachis Nefesh is Mammon. There's a din of Dmei Nerag. When you try to kill somebody and you end up killing someone else, there's a Ptur Misa, but there's a Chiyuv Mamon, a Chiyuv Mamon for the killing. That's how to live the Sata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. That's Xeri Shava, that it means Mamon. But Tanit Vechizkiya says you get neither Misa nor Mamon, so what do you do with the Pasuk? What does it mean Sata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh? According to Tanit Vechizkiya, you don't give Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. He's part of Misa and part of Mamon. You get nothing. Emphatizes that Eretz. They have to say that Vim Osiniya Lefi Chizkiya means if he was mechavin to kill the woman. If he's mechavin to kill the woman, then it's not nefesh tachas nefesh and he gets killed. Taisus says it's a daichik, because Veloye Osin doesn't mean he's mechavin to kill the woman. Veloye Osin means din Osin. Even if he wasn't mechavin to kill the woman, if the woman died, he doesn't have to pay money. So Veloye Osin means din Osin, means that there's no mechayiv of Misa. Vim asaniya means it has to be that it's mechavin to kill the woman. But that's what Taisa says. That's what Tanu Vechizkiya is going to have to imatchik in the Pesukim. And the Ran brings another Taisa from Rabbeinu David. The Ran says that Tanu Vechizkiya disagrees with Vikhiyanotso Anasha meaning Matzah Shebemisa Kasim Adaber. The entire Taisa here is not talking about trying to kill anyone. He didn't try to kill anyone. So Mamela, he was fighting with his friend. and he hit a pregnant woman and he didn't kill her and therefore has to pay for the Mevodis. And when he killed her, he has to pay the main Erev. But why? I chai the Misa Shagin is part of Fantashlumen. So the Ram, we're talking about that car wasn't Kedei Lahamis. That's what the Ram says from Rabbeinu David. We're talking about that car wasn't Kedei Lahamis. So if a car is not Kedei Lahamis, you're part of Misa. But Zakhtar An, that's only a Ptur Misa. But Mammon, even if it's not Kedei Lahamis, you chai of Mammon. Because Nezikin Yoni Kavana Adamu Lailam. So by Mammon, even if it's not Kedei Lahamis, you chai of Mammon. So that's the pshat in the pasuk. We're not talking about matzah shiva misa. He wasn't trying to kill anyone. It wasn't akor kedei lahamis, and that's why you mechuyev mamon. You mechuyev to pay the demay of the isha to the yarshim because he killed the isha yichayev in the zaket. So chayin the ran shteita gavald dekachidish and mayor dekachidish. Someone asks you a question: is it a hechet timsa that somebody kills somebody and he has to pay nezek for killing someone? He has to pay the demay nezek of the person he killed to the yarshim. As I will say, there's no such hechet timsa. If you kill someone, chayv misa shaygin is pturim at tishlumin, so you wouldn't have to pay. But according to the Ran, there is a hechet timsa. If you hit him with a hakar she'ein b'kedei lahamis, so that's not called chayv misa altogether, zok the Ran. But lemaisa for nezak and yechayiv. So mainly yechayiv nezak for killing him, because there's no kamli rabbinay because you didn't do a makik kedei lahamis. If it's not a makik kedei lahamis, it's not a mechayiv of misa. There's no kamli rabbinay b'chay gavna. Why didn't Taisa say the Ran's Chiddush? Why didn't Taisa Lim Shat in the Pasuk like the Ran? So I thought first you could say, Shaykh, that Taisa holds that even a Makash Emek De Lahamis is called Chayvim Misa Shagin, even though you're part of from Misa, but it's like upon him like Chayvim Misa Shagin, or come in Chisanta Machlaikis, if you killed someone with a Makash Emek De Lahamis, does that pat you from other Mammon? Does you say, is that Chayvim Misa Shagin? Or no, since the Makash Emek De Lahamis is not a Chayvim Misa altogether. But then I realized, L'chayr it's a pellet around. I don't have any pshat. I didn't find anyone that asked this kasha. There's a Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Tzadik Aleph, that Mamish clears the shayla. We have a Misa to Din, that if it's not a Maka Kedei Lahamis, he's not Mechuyiv Misa. Even if the person dies, he's not Mechuyiv Misa. What about Banizakit? Someone damages someone, but the Maka wasn't Kedei Lahazik. Is that had the same Ptur as Misa or not? The Rani says, often not. But the Gemara clears the Shailim of a Kamad of Tzadik Aleph, and the Gemara's maskana is, as there is a passage in the Shulchan Aruch HaShemish with Simon Tav Chav, Simf Chav Ches, that the Gemara paskins a Shailim, Yesh Aymil Nezakin, that it does patah. You have to be Aymid by Nezakin to make sure it's Kedei Lahazik, just like by Misa, to make sure it's Kedei Lahamis. So Chariz Apelah, the Rani's connecting with first Gemara, the Rani's whole Anacha is, that Kedei Lahamis you need for Misa, you don't need the Kedei Lahazik for Nezakin, and the male, if it's not Kedei Lahamis, it's not even Chayv Misa Shagin, merely Chayv Nezik. But the Gemara is Mavur, that if it did a Mazik, which it wasn't Kedei to do that Mazik, you're part of Nezakin also. I don't have a teretz for the Rat, Svetzarechian.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.